You are listening to the Let's Chat Soon podcast. We are so excited that you're embarking on this journey with us. Let's Chat Soon is a space where we chat all things body, soul, and spirit, and how when you align all three, you unlock a full life. A healthy you is the best gift that you can give to grow the kingdom and to those you love.
Welcome back to another week's episode. I'm your host, Alexis.
Is your podcast mic on upside down?
Girl, what?
She hasn't been here for a week. She doesn't know
what. I forgot what podcasting was like. It's horrible. Oh my gosh.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. I fully didn't know that I was kicked off for a week, and then I was like, oh hey. Did we forget?
It was literally Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and I was like, by the way, I just recorded an episode because.
No, it actually saved our lives because we were traveling different places then, so it was like. I don't even know how we would have done that.
No, literally no idea. As we will be figuring it out for next week's episode, though, however.
Very true. Mackenzie does depart us very soon.
I depart on Saturday, you guys, and head back home, which is so weird. But again, I feel like we've been like teasing, like, oh, we'll talk about this, we'll talk about this. And to keep saying, like, we'll talk about all these different travel things. Well, today we're starting in a very, like, overarching way talking about these travel things. I was kind of giggling as I was doing the intro, talking about when your body, soul, and spirit is all fully aligned. Like, that's how you unlock a full life. And today's episode, we're talking about when your body, soul, and spirit are not fully aligned, because we are not currently living in a reality where our bodies are our number one priority. Where I feel like at home they are 100% of the time. We're in the gym 24/7, we're taking care of our bodies, we're health focused, and not saying we're totally neglecting our bodies, eating trash, not walking, being super sedentary. That is definitely not how we travel whatsoever, but it's different.
It is different. I think at home it's like very structured and routine, and one of the things here that is just not, like, you have no control of what you're gonna do the next day, where you're gonna eat. Here it's a little more different. I would say in Bali it's more westernized, so there are more access to things. But I mean, we're socializing with friends, we're going out, we're having a couple drinks on the weekends and during the week. Like, we're doing things that we wouldn't normally do at home. And so I feel like it feels like such a shock, like, oh, I'm being so unhealthy. But I feel like when we've talked about it and we've actually analyzed it, it's like, oh, I actually feel pretty good. Most days.
I would say most days. And giving that disclaimer, because if anyone's seen any private story or anything of the sort, it depends town for town for me, like on the food, which is crazy and so weird. I'll eat the exact same meal in one town in Bali, and then the next town eat the exact same thing, completely different reactions, which is so odd. The town we're currently in, I've been in the last week, and not really any food has sat right with me whatsoever. But I have not had this problem since Vietnam at all.
Yeah, I feel like you've had it more rough than me, which is surprising because I feel like back home I'm the super, super strict one. Like, I don't eat anything. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of like the opposite. I'm here. Sorry. Here I'm just eating kind of whatever I want. Like, obviously, I try to choose the most healthy thing on the menu. I'm still eating vegetables, fruits, all that stuff. But, like, in terms of sourdough bread, eggs, like, things that I could not eat at home because I was, quote, unquote, allergic or sensitive to them, I'm eating here. And I feel fine. So, I don't know.
Do you think it's because we are in a different place, or?
So, I don't know. It might be a mix of a couple of things, because right before I came here, I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I did the whole cleanse and the paleo diet and all the supplements and things like that. So, it should have reversed because they weren't actual allergies. They were just sensitivities. So, I mean, the protocol, I guess, did work because now I'm not having any problems eating those foods. At first, when I started, I think I did. Like, I remember my skin was breaking out. Yeah. I was bloated. Sometimes I still feel that way. But it's not as drastic as it was, like, back in the States. So I don't know if it's just because I got healthy and now I'm able to, like, have that flexibility, or it's because we're not in America and we don't have all of the GMOs and glyphosate and all the trash in our food.
Yeah. And then also, which we're going to talk about in the gist of today's episode, is when our body's in a calm state too. I think obviously the protocol that you're going through was great and helpful and so needed in so many ways, but also when you're so high stress of like, I can't have this, I can't whatever, and you're finally done with it, and we're in just like a current, at least in Bali, relaxed state when we're eating a lot of the time. In America, we are so rushed 24/7 and it's moving from place to place. And here, my gosh, guys, we complain about it while we're here a little bit of, the service is so slow.
It's so slow. You have to track them down to, like, pay or get a second order, like...
Paying, I'm used to, because that's very typical of European countries as well. It is ordering that gets me.
Yeah.
When I'm walking into a restaurant and I'm starving, please, please give me food immediately.
Yeah. And they never ask if you want seconds. Like, I've noticed that either, like, I don't know.
If you want not seconds.
I mean, like, I mean in the terms of, like, if I finished my glass of wine and I want a second one.
Oh, okay.
They don't ask. You're okay. Not getting in a second one, babe. Like, it's just funny to me. I don't know. Or, like, I feel like they don't take your appetizer order and then take your main course order. You kind of just order everything at once. Because when you get them, they're not coming back. So you might as well order everything you want for the entire time.
Yes, this is very true. It's not the constant catch up, check in, how are you doing?
Yeah. But yeah, I do agree that it's very slow and relaxed. And I've talked about this before because I knew that was probably my number one problem is the stress in the constant fight or flight and like constant go, go, go. And I would always say before, like, I'm just addicted to the chaos. And I think it was just like something I was telling myself to make me feel better. Yes, I like to stay busy. Yes, I like to do a lot of things, but not how I was doing it before in America. Like, I would be like chugging a coffee, eating my Celis order, like while I was driving to a client's house. Like, hello? Like, I don't, just total multitasking, total always in a rush. And here it's just the opposite. And I truly think that is like the biggest reason why I feel fine.
Why do
I'm not treating my body like the best?
Why do I feel like driving has such a thing to do with it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that until I kind of mentioned it just now. Of like doing two things while driving. Like, what?
I know, and I'm so guilty of it too. I'm always like, oh, well, I'm wasting time driving essentially. I wish I was doing this.
I drive a lot, I feel like.
I drive a lot.
Yeah. It's 30 minutes just to get to like where I work out replay from where I was living before.
Yeah, so it's a lot of quote unquote wasted time, which I feel like when you travel, your eyes kind of get open and you're like, whoa, I have so much time in a day.
So much time.
It's ridiculous how much time, at least we personally, spend driving.
And it's funny, like, as we're talking about this, I'm like, I feel like we think like, oh, we're treating our bodies like so bad, but like we still are working out every day. Today I had eggs and vegetables and a juice for breakfast. And then for lunch I had a poke bowl that was like super fresh, a coconut. And then for dinner I had duck, quinoa, vegetables and a juice. Like,
oh,
I think we're like, I don't know. I'm thinking, but it's because we're eating out. But these restaurants are preparing very healthy food because it's just the local food that's there, which doesn't happen in America because there's not many local spots.
Right.
So we, I don't know. It's so interesting.
I think a little bit of both because I think even in, we were kind of lucky in Vietnam too because we weren't being sitting nitpicky at restaurants where we have to be in the States of does this have this? I need to order this. I need something without this. Whereas here we're just kind of like, okay, whatever you're feeding us is fine with us. We're not being picky about anything. And we haven't had an issue. Like my face is not inflamed. I'm not having issues with XYZ. I have, again, while I've been here, had a ton of issues with the food. And I did go like 2 days with not really consuming any food at all.
And I think that has more to do with like the bacteria and like just we're not used to some of the things we're being introduced to, which can be scary as well because like you get in the world of like parasites and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Definitely our sleep schedules have been wonky. We may have stayed up till wee hours in the morning.
Yes.
Things like that. But it's like also I pulled up these science statistics that I don't know, maybe this is a good time to share it. But I ChatGPT'd the health benefits of belly laughs. And like actually, it's like backed by science, like actually. I'll just read off like a few of them, but okay, the first one is activates the parasympathetic nervous system. I feel like that one is kind of like obviously. Boosts endorphins. It increases your oxygen flow because it expands your lungs, which is like funny, I wouldn't think of that.
Yeah.
Improves your immune function because it increases the production of natural killer cells. And that's like what attacks viruses, prevents cancer and all that stuff. Strengthens social bonds, decreases cortisol, obviously. So there is science, health science behind belly laughs. And I feel like we've done a lot of that.
We've done so much of that. And I feel like the Western world has kind of gone a jump too far with this wellness stuff of live your soft life, live whatever, XYZ.
Be not in community, go to like, it's so like, do everything by yourself and like not go and gather in these places. And I feel like that's why it feels like, oh, we're just like being crazy and not getting the best sleep, because we're actually going out and like meeting friends we have met along the way and like doing activities. Like here in Uluwatu, every single night, basically everyone goes to like one place. Mm-hmm. And they meet. And it's like a new place. Like, so like Tuesdays is this place, Wednesdays is this place. And everyone's just together.
Yeah.
Whether they're like just being chill or partying. Like,
it's really, tonight, it's specifically salsa dancing.
Yeah, salsa dancing. Like, it's just super cool. Like, we don't have anything like that, I feel like, where we're from.
No, not at all. But it's interesting how we think that, or someone would look at our lives from the outside and be like, these girls are neglecting their health.
Yeah.
When in reality, yeah, you might be able to look at the outside and be like, oh, they're like neglecting certain parts of their body. They're not necessarily going and sauning and cold plunging every day like they do at home. Or again, we touched on the food a little bit, but maybe they're not eating as healthy as they do at home, or definitely not getting as much sleep as they do at home. But guys, our souls and spirits are not being neglected at all.
They're so filled.
Genuinely so filled while we're here. And I think that's really what we're kind of slowly figuring out. Again, our catch for the podcast is literally having your body, soul, and spirit aligned. But does that need to happen 24/7? Like, or seasonally, can that be a little different? Or again, it's not like we're fully neglecting our bodies. So I think they are still all in some sort of alignment. But I think seasonally, and especially in your 20s, it's so cool to be like, okay, I'm going to focus a little more on like filling my soul.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's great.
This is the time to do it. And like, you have the rest. I mean, yes, I don't want to say this, like, you don't have the rest of your life to be healthy. Like, obviously, how you treat your body now is direct correlation of how your body's going to react when you're 30s and 40s. But I don't think it needs to be like so strict all the time. And I think what we're saying of like, hey, being filling your soul and your spirit and like having fun with life can go so much farther. I think a good indicator of this too is like the blue zones.
Yeah.
When you look at the different parts of the world where people are living past 100 years old, it's called literally a blue zone. And when you like, there was a Netflix series where they like went and basically interviewed and like toured around these places and these pockets of the world where people were living past 100. And I mean, they weren't doing anything crazy. They were walking a lot.
Yeah.
I remember one was like, they took a lot of steps, like a lot of hills.
Yeah, they move a lot. So like, they're actively sitting down. So normally older people can't sit down, but they're like on their hands and knees working.
Yeah, they're gardening. They're working in the fields. Community's huge.
Always family dinners.
Family dinners. The old people, there was one of them, I don't remember where it was, but instead of like nursing homes where like they're getting taken care of, it would just be like 5 to 10 older people just like move in together to like hang out.
I love that.
Like, what? Yeah. And like, they're drinking wine, they're eating pasta, like they're not doing any of these crazy biohacking like tools. They don't have red lights. They don't like they're not taping their mouth shut. Even all like all that stuff is amazing. Obviously, we are very lucky to have access to all those things, but like getting back to the basics of just nature, I think, and like community, I think can go very far.
I'm seeing so many people, high-end people, start talking about the fact of, oh my gosh, I think in this lifetime we'll be able to outlive our ancestors, and like we'll figure out through science how to live longer. And I sit and wonder quite a lot of like, okay, what's the point though? Like, what is the point of living longer if, again, we're just sitting by ourselves, not in community, not having this insane lifestyle? Like, what's the point of living longer if your life's not full?
Yeah.
Question mark? To make more money, to just say you live long? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fully. And I think everyone has their own definitions of, like, what a full life is and their own happiness.
Yeah.
So maybe it isn't, you know, traveling and running around the Bali with your best friends at 25. Like, that's totally fine. But I think a lot of people can say that maybe they're not living to their potential or living their full life, their definition of a full life. So
I do, however, think though, it is important to look at all of that seasonally, because people will probably listen to the show and be like, okay, yeah, that's super great to say I'm not gonna put my head down and whatever else. But what did we just do like literally this last week? Even in like short amounts of time, of you look at a month of your life and you're like, okay, during these couple weeks, I was able to enjoy more and rest more. And then during that week, shoot, I did work 15-hour days and drink 4 shots of espresso. And oops, my bad. Like, I prioritize those things in time blocks almost, not even seasonally, but sometimes even in time blocks. And then you know, okay, I gave a lot to my body this week. I need to focus on my soul and spirit. Okay, I gave a lot into my soul and my passions this week and my job. Okay, I need to pour more into my body and spirit. And I think it's really cool to know that you need to give to each one of those in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it could always be every day this perfect balance of like you're getting every single bucket and everything single thing is being filled up. I think it very much is seasons. And like you said, it could be a week. It could be a year.
Yeah.
It could be like two months. Like it doesn't, right. I don't think it's on a time restraint. I think seasons can mean different. It depends on how long you're in that thing for how long that season is going to last.
Mm-hmm. But I will say building habits first, like if you're someone who doesn't have habitual habits for your body, soul, and spirit, this episode is honestly not for you because truly these things are okay to stray from if you're habits are in line. Because if your habits and you have solid foundations, if you're going out of this thing for a specific season, it's not going to kill you. If you don't have strong foundations and you go out of this and you're like, it's fine, I can do whatever, you're not going to have the willpower to get back into your system because you don't have your systems built.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
I know the second that I get home, I am going to, like, my first stop is going to be the gym.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah. Yes. You've already planned like a detox thing, like a full.
I am.
Week long. 100%. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
The day I get back, I'm running through a detox because I know I've been neglecting my body a little bit over the last 6 weeks. Okay, great. I'm picking up the slack there. Okay, immediately going to the gym. Yeah, I'm going to feel a little bummed that I've lost some muscle on this trip and probably lost a little bit of weight, but okay, I know I can get myself back there because of my systems. Mm-hmm. So I think your systems are so important when you're looking at your body, soul, and spirit because It's not the big things. It's the little things that are going to make or break it. It's not these big things where you're like, oh, I went out drinking. Oh, I went off the deep end and ate 18 cookies. Okay, go get back to your systems now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is like honestly how you live the balanced life. It's like you have these like kind of just the basics and like your foundation set, and then I feel like the fun part is getting to go off the rails a little bit and like not beat yourself up for it.
Yeah.
And not have stress and not have like the whole health anxiety too, I think can be really detrimental to your overall health.
Yeah. And I think once you understand your systems and you understand how it makes you feel, you don't need to live by this strict, or at least my personality type doesn't. I'm not going to say this for everyone actually. You don't have to live by this strict, okay, I need to measure out what is my 80-20. You're not sitting evaluating your life being like, okay, well, I did like this already, so I can't do this. You're not looking at your life at that. You're looking at your life based on a feeling of, okay, how do I feel? Okay, yes, I went out and did, I ate whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but how do I feel? I really enjoyed my time with my friends, and I feel so full and satisfied after that, even though I ate dessert or I ate not super clean.
Yeah.
But I feel great. And honestly, that shows alignment to me.
Yeah.
I personally am so excited to get back to my systems.
We talked about this today because you were saying how you are excited to get back to your routine. I don't really care about routine as much. I don't need like a set thing, a set schedule each day. I kind of prefer like not to have one. I think that's what I mean by like I'm addicted to chaos is like I don't want like to have a schedule. I don't know. But I am excited for like the things that I do every day because I still do the same things every day. It's just not like in this, like 10 a.m. this, 11 a.m. this, 12 p.m. this. Like I don't.
It's not in your Google Calendar? That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, well, there has been seasons in my life where it is. And like if I have a lot of work to do, like, yes, I know I'm going to the gym at this time or this time. And I have like, I guess, an idea of what the day is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to work out in the morning, and then I like to have, like, my morning routine. I like to work out in the morning, and then I like to do my work in the afternoon. So I guess I kind of like routine. But I really like life here, so I think maybe what I meant by that is, like, I'm not ready to go home.
Yeah, yeah. No, which makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's been, I think, yeah, it hit me. I'm like, I've wanted to come here for, like, 10 years, and, like, every time I'm inside, like, the house or, like, a cafe or something, And I walk outside, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in Bali. Like,
yeah.
I forgot I was in Bali.
What? We've been traveling now for so long that we kind of were getting to the point in Thailand where we were like, nothing's really not exciting anymore, but we kind of had to reset our minds after 4 weeks of traveling to be like, wait, we need to like get excited about something, because we were down bad health-wise, down bad physical shape-wise. Like, mm-hmm. there was a lot going haywire in Thailand, to be completely honest, that it was kind of taking away from the fact of, oh my gosh, I've had these pictures pinned up.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.